Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. Welcome to Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministry. The title I'm going to talk about today is Sinner, Take Heed That Your Life That You're Leading Is Deceiving. And it is very true that when you think you could do things without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you are truly are deceiving yourself. Think about it. The problems in your life that you're having right now, you said, I don't need Jesus in my life. But when you look at your life, you have to wonder, if you had walked with Jesus, would all these problems be happening right now? Would you be a better husband to your wife? Would she still be with you if you hadn't been abusive or any kind of way? Would you be in jail or have a record of being in jail because you decided not to walk with Jesus? You decided to do your own thing. With things, how you get along with people or how you get along with people in your workplace, would it be a better place for you if you'd be walking with Jesus? And that's what I'm saying. The world out there is telling you, stay away from Jesus. You don't need him in your life. You can find other ways for happiness, to be whole. But yet you find that many of these people who tell you that are not whole themselves. For instance, the actor Robin Williams, he had all the money in the world. He had all the star power in the world. People thought he was funny. People liked him. And yet, because he didn't follow Jesus, there was something empty in his life. And what did he do? He took his life. Did God tell him to take his life? No, he did not. Robin Williams decided to take his life. He decided to take his own life. And only I could say where he is. I cannot say where he is because I just go by scriptures saying that if you follow Jesus Christ, he is the kingdom. He is the one who will get you into heaven. And the fact of it is, if Robin Williams had Christ in his heart, would he have killed himself? I don't think he would have. The fact of it is, when you have Christ in your life, you're whole. You feel that purity inside of you, living within you. No more do you feel that emptiness that you once had. No more do you feel that grudge against people that you once had. No more do you feel that you're separated from someone out there. Be whole again. So when Satan's out there telling you in the world, you don't need Christ Jesus, look what happened to Adam and Eve when he told them, surely you won't die if you eat the fruit, he said. He told them that they'd be just like God himself. And so Adam tried to put on the Godhead, which was not his, and he sinned. By living a deceptive, sinful life that day, Adam destroyed himself. Somebody, sin destroys your life. Look at how many families out there that are broken. Many women are told they don't need a man to raise a child no more. They don't need a husband out there. And many men are believing this too, that they don't want to raise their children. That's why you see a lot of men being brought up on child support. In fact, there is a show on the local area where I live called Deadbeat Court, where it has parents going to court to pay the back child support. Now, you think this would have happened if they'd be walking with Christ Jesus? Wouldn't they be doing what they were supposed to do, like God commanded what a family should be doing? I would think so. So, the so-called sexual revolution that they brag about today, and say, you don't need to be married. Marriage is just a piece of paper that you don't need to go alone to raise your kids. You could do it by yourself. Yet you're wondering why so many kids are going out there and becoming what they are today. Some may be okay, but others are not okay. Some may be going out there and becoming juvenile delinquents because there's no discipline at home. There's no parents at home because they're giving up their right to be parents on their own. Some parents give up the right to be a parent by letting their own parents raise their kids. And many children are raised by their grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and other foster care. Some may try to say that what I'm saying is I'm against alternative families. No, I am against the sinful deception of what they're telling us what a family should be. A father and a mother should be raising their kid. And if you're not raising your kid, the sin is not on the grandparent. The sin is not on the aunt or uncle or guardian. The sin's not on the child. The sin is on the parent that refuses to raise their own kid, who refuses to be a father or a mother to their own children. The life that you're living is deceiving when you think you cannot do that. So sinner, come join the reunion. Become reunited with the Lord Jesus Christ as Christ wanted us to be. Adam lost that reunion when he sinned against God. He had a communion with God, but he lost that communion when he sinned. Christ Jesus gave us that communion back. So come join the reunion with Christ Jesus and take part with his communion by being a part of him, by being a part with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can rebuild your own family. I'm not talking against people who are out there who are doing your job raising your kids. If they're out there raising your kids, God bless them. They are being blessed. But the responsibility should be yours, not somebody else's. But if they're doing it because you won't do it, I am saying nothing against that, because someone has to raise these kids, do they not now? If you as a parent are failing to do it because you want to do your own thing, and because you want to do your own thing, you are deceiving yourself, believing that the world is right and that you don't need Christ Jesus, because if you were following Christ Jesus, you would be a good husband. You would be a good wife. You would be a good husband. You would be a good father, I mean, to your children. You would be a good wife, I mean, mother to your children. Would you not now? So be that parent. Be that man of God. Be the daughter of Christ who raises their own children. Be that person whom God created you to be. And stop throwing away your responsibilities by throwing it all away because you don't want to do it, because you want to follow what the world teaches. But the world will only teach you death. That's it. The things in your life that you think you want. You wanted children at the beginning, but then you decided, well, I don't want this. I want to do my own thing. And yet you're still searching for something that you cannot find. The thing of it is, if you had Christ in your life, would you be doing all this? The story of the prodigal son, he realized by the end of the story that the life he was living was not a good life at all. So he returned home so he could live a better life. And that's what Christ offers you right now, a better life of freedom. You could have a changed life through Jesus Christ. You could be a better person through Jesus Christ. You could be a better parent through Jesus Christ. You could be a better husband and wife through Jesus Christ, a better friend through Jesus Christ. You could do all things through Christ, as Scripture says, if you just follow his word, because his word is the truth and the light. His word is the one that saves you. His word is the one who will guide you into righteousness instead of sin. Be that person of faith. Be that person whom the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be. Stop running away from him. and be that person who Christ wants you to be? Would you be addicted to alcohol or drugs if you follow Jesus Christ? Of course you wouldn't. The problems you're having now, struggling through alcohol and drugs, and you're chasing all your friends away, all because you don't need Christ in your life. Tell me this. Are you happy? You're not, aren't you? You're realizing everything is gone from your life, aren't you? Because of your addiction. You have no respect. You lost everything. But I could tell you something. Who could give it all back to you? Your self-respect. The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest because my yoke is easy. Jesus Christ has made it easy for you and I to come to him. So give up the sinning, give up the drugs, give up the alcohol, and put all your faith and your heart, put your addiction upon Jesus Christ. Be addicted to Jesus. Give you rest. He will give you a peaceful heart. He will give you back the self-respect you once had. He will give you back the things you once had. Many of you out there who are husbands, who you may have hit your wife, hit your children, said things you now cannot take back, but yet you regret it. And you, many times you stopped doing what you were doing that made you sin. And every time you try to, you failed. But I can tell you one thing, my friend. I know of one person who could take you out of this jam, who will change everything in your heart, who will bring you back from the abyss that you find yourself in your life. And that is Jesus Christ. Let him take over and change things so you could be a better husband to your wife, a better father to your children. Now, I understand if you happen to be a parent, a single parent out there, because of the situation of the person who you were with. I am not criticizing you at all. I'm saying the Lord bless you because the father of your children, you single mothers, he is at fault for not being the father of your children and went away from your marriage. You are not at fault here. You are not the sinner here. They are, because they chose the world and walked away from you and your children. The same thing goes to you mothers out there who have done the same thing, the fathers raising the children. Father, God bless you, for you have stayed with your children. It is not your fault that the mother decided not to be a mother anymore and decided to live out the world because she believes the lies of the sinful deception that Satan has brought to the world. You are doing your job by raising your children, so the sin is not upon you for them leaving. The sin is upon them. And for you grandparents who are raising their own grandchildren because both mother and father decided, we're not going to raise our kids because we're going to live out in the world, because the world is what we love. We love the world more than our Lord God. We love the world more than our children and our family. God bless you. The sin is upon them, not you. So I'm not criticizing families that have to raise children whose biological parents refuses to raise, because it's not their fault, and they're not the ones sinning. It is those who decided to go out in the world and sin out in the world and do their own thing. Many of you may be wanting to get your own children back through the court system. But think about this, and you may still be running from the Lord Jesus Christ. But think about this for a moment. If you had been walking with Jesus, would you have lost your child to the court system? Of course you would, because you would have been living the right way, wouldn't you not now? Because you wanted to live the right way, to please your Heavenly Father, to raise your kids right, to show them the way of the Lord, to teach them right from wrong. If there's a section out there when the world tells you there is no evil, there is no right and wrong, there's no black and white answers. And yet, when they say that, just ask them, was Adolf Hitler evil? And if they say yes, they kind of threw away their own argument, have they not now? Because according to their rules, they're saying if there is no evil in the world, what Hitler did, therefore, was not evil. Well, it was evil. Hitler was evil. And sin offers you evil things there in the world. There's deception out there in the world. And Satan, big time, wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your family. And he'll convince you any way he can to get you to believe what is important. He tells you what's important. He tells you you are important. You. And the things of the world are important. But not Jesus. Throw him aside. Don't even listen to any of his words. His words cannot help you. Follow the way of the world. You could do better. You may have a better idea than what Jesus may come up with. Go out there and do what you have to do. And if you have to have an abortion, go right ahead because you're living your life. If you have to leave your family to do your own thing, hey, it's you you're talking about. Do what's best for you. Don't do what's best for your child that you had. Let someone else take care of it. You do your own thing. How is that working out for you? I know many women later have regretted having an abortion. They feel a sense of loss. And many of these pro-abortionist people fail to tell women that they still can die on an abortion table if the doctor botches it up. They can also not have any children anymore through the scarring by abortion. Also, through abortion, that their baby is feeling pain. And my goodness, women, when you have a child in there, you are a parent yourself. And what do? When you raise your children, you raise them to protect them. And you're not protecting them, and you're letting some wacko evil abortion doctor kill your child who's suffering in pain. I'm not being easy today, am I? I'm being very hard. But let's get real here, my friends. That baby inside your womb is a human being whom God knew before conceived. By robbing it of its life that it could have had on earth, that could have spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it could have done anything out in the world, including curing some disease out in the world. And he took its life away because of your own selfish ideas, because you thought, well, I want to do this with my life. Well, what about the baby? Did it get a choice? It was going to have dreams one day, too, wanting to do things it wanted to do in life. But you robbed that baby of a chance of life to even decide. And now, it never has that chance again. My friend, if you were out there, there is one hope that you have for repentance. It is through Jesus Christ. The world that is out there that is telling you do not follow Christ Jesus is deceiving you with all its deception and lies and telling you to follow other things. You don't still feel whole. I can tell you one thing, my friends. If you had followed Jesus, again, would you be in this situation the way you are? No, you probably would not. Would you still feel the loneliness that you have? No, you would not. I could tell you someone who could change your heart and mind, that you will become a new person in Christ. And thank the Lord that He is our Savior, because it doesn't matter what you did. If you had aborted your child once upon a time, you think the Lord Jesus Christ won't accept you, you're wrong. He died for all the sins upon the earth, including yours, including mine. And once you become a new creature, when you accept Him and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll forget your sin and throw your sin into the sin of forgetfulness. And no more will it be brought up, because now you are a new person to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now growing in Him, a new creature in Christ, and living better. So all you who are out there, who are still out there following the world and letting sin rule your life, I'm telling you the truth, my friend. The life that you're living is deceiving. It'll not bring you a whole life. Many of you are under other things in your life, yet you still feel empty. I could go through the list of other things. I listed half of them already, did I not now? And has it brought you happiness? It has not. But I know only one person who could bring you happiness. It is Jesus. You want your child back one day? Follow Jesus and raise your kids according to the way the Lord wants you to raise your child. You want your family whole again and family back? Follow Jesus, and you'll get your family back. It's all up to you. And I'm talking to the one out there that lost their family through their own actions. Now, some of you might say, well, what if my wife or husband has remarried somebody? Well, I'm sorry about that, but still, you can still follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You can still go with Him. And you can still have your life repaired by Him. And the Lord may find you a new spouse, but I will say this, my friend. If you have a new spouse in your life, you better start walking with the Lord, and you better reconcile with the first spouse that you had that you chased away, to show that you are now a different person, because now you are a fellow brother and sister in Jesus Christ. If you want to be whole, come to Christ. Be in communion with Christ, because your spirit, with the Holy Spirit living within you, you're living with Him in communion together. And he'll fix you up. He'll make you whole. He'll make you better. He'll make you into the person. He'll mold you into the person He knows you can be. The person whom He always knew you can be. But that's up to you if you want to follow Him. If you keep on following the world, following the deception that Satan has given you out there, you're going to have a long road to go. It's a long road you don't want to be going. It's a long road that won't get you into heaven. But again, as I said, do you think the life that you're living now is great? Your loneliness, everything is gone. So come to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent, and be whole again, and be one with our Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, we're going to stop here for tonight. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you until we meet again. May you always walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you out there, repent of your sins and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those out there who need to hear your words and and want you to live in their hearts. We pray for those out there who want repentant. Let them feel your love and glory inside them, and let them feel anew again as you come into their life. And let them feel, and let them grow, and let them know that they can trust you to mold them into what you want them to be, a child of God. Mold them, Lord. Mold them. And make them part of you and make them whole again by having communion with you, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Good night, my friends, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your lives. And I say this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.